And we are on the air tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor. And tonight, I want to take a number of calls on this enigma called the national debt. You've probably all, many of you, dialed into the debt clock online or seen it on television. It's supposed to be in real time. And right now, usdebtclock.org is ticking away. U.S. public debt, U.S. national debt, debt per citizen. And the national debt is $14.385 trillion and growing in the hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, just as I sit here. Is this some kind of illusion? Is it real? Is it part real? What are your thoughts on this? I have a lot of thoughts on it. Of course, it gets into the mechanics a bit of banking and finance and the overriding problem that governments make the most imbecilic mistake known to man, and that's rather than producing their own sovereign money, they turn to the bankers and borrow money into existence. There is not an act on earth committed by any institution, individual, or organization more stupid than that. It is literally the dumbest thing ever. And so, as you look at this national debt clock, as the U.S. surpasses this past Monday, May 16, its so-called debt ceiling, hitting the $14.3 trillion mark, we reach this infamous milestone as this dark cloud, this sort of Damocles, hangs over us. What are we to make of this, ladies and gentlemen? The national debt, which is essentially, as we're told, a conglomerate or accumulation, rather, a yearly buildup of each budget deficit each year. As we spend more than we take in, that adds to the debt. Of course, there's more to it than that. It's not simply money in and money out. It's the creation of money itself. And doing that through a privatized racket, including the Federal Reserve System and its mothership, the Square Mile in London, ultimately the Rothschilds and other banking fortunes are behind it. And it's a huge machine. It's a huge thing to dissect. And there's no way it can be done in a one-hour radio show. It'd have to be a series, of course. Many, many books have been done on it. Not all those books accurate, I believe. I think some of them, even while accurate in their details, are misleading in their premises. At any rate, the national debt, the great enigma, mystery, reality, what is it? I want to do some editorializing, some views on this hour, and take some calls. Should we repudiate it? If it's not real, should we even bother thinking about paying it? Or is it something that's our moral obligation? I'd like to know your thoughts, no matter whether you're leaning toward the liberal views or more conservative views or whatever ideological or philosophical stand you may take. I'll go into this more after these important upcoming messages, and then we'll see what you think. Stay tuned.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All our times have come. Here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper.
And we're back on the air on this evening, May 18, 2011, talking about having hit the debt ceiling once again this past Monday, officially May 16, and that's $14.3 trillion and some change. That's really something to say, some change with a number like that. A few trillion here, a few trillion there, no problem. And this debtclock.org has our trade deficit at $683,517,700,000 some. Almost $700 billion U.S. trade deficit. With China, it's a little over half of that at about $348 billion, bringing in that much more merchandise than we're sending out. And when you look at these numbers, some of them have, of course, a basis in reality, but if you look at the totality of it, it really is very surreal. And we're getting some calls, some views on this. Do we repudiate this debt? What do we do? Mark from Texas, what do you think?
What do I think about the national debt? That is the question, yes?
Yes, sir. To pay or not to pay, that is the question. Or to believe or not to believe.
Well, you know, unlike maybe some other people, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
National debt is nothing more than the conjurings of a bunch of psychopaths and bootlicks operating it as a criminal syndicate. That's all it is. These are people that have bought into the mass hypnosis, which is democracy, nothing more than a gigantic, sick joke. And they are people who have adopted the attitude that they constantly think in terms of we. We. And, you know, nobody has the right to think for me, ever. You know, I have never thought that this had anything at all whatsoever to do with me my entire life. Whatever the hell they're talking about there on the Washington Post and the New York Times and on the television set doesn't have anything to do with me. And the reason is because I have rejected every single aspect of socialism, collectivism, the sick joke that's called democracy. Anybody who's ever even investigated Cycles of Democracy by Alexander Fraser Tyler, written in 1770, understand that the only thing which can follow something called democracy is absolute despotism. This is where we're going, and people need to start thinking about themselves and those that they love, and quit thinking in terms of somehow you or I have some kind of a, we're not the sick psychopaths. We're not the criminals.
True.
And especially I'm not one of the criminals, because let me tell you something, Mark. I despise socialism as much as I despise democracy. And that's my comments for today.
I appreciate that. You know, they try to say there's a debt per citizen and debt per taxpayer, $50,000 almost per citizen, almost $130,000 per taxpayer. But it just seems to me that that is at least largely illusory, and certainly there's no realistic way that it would ever be paid back anyway, even if it were real. So I appreciate your comments, Lark. Moving on, we have Jim from L.A.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Fine, good evening.
Oh, hi. Just want to reminisce a little bit. There was a book in the 90s that came out in 1993 called Bankruptcy 1995 by Harry E. Figge.
And, yes, I remember.
Did you remember that book? It was a bestseller, and I bought it, and I read it, and at that time I had no understanding of debt and banking and finance, and I just want to recommend it's he was warning people back in 93 that at that time our debt was like $1.2 trillion, and he was saying, you know, by 1995 it's all over. Now we're at $14 trillion. I don't think he's alive anymore, but I just want to recommend those who want a basic overview of how the U.S. government debt is structured and how detrimental it is. That's a good book. It's very basic, clean explanation. It draws comparisons to Argentina and some other countries. And so it's just something I recommend. I look at it from time to time to go over the fundamentals.
And that's Bankruptcy 1995 by Figge. What's his first name again?
Harry Figge.
How do you spell Figge? Do you happen to know?
F-I-G-G-I-E. And since it's such an old book, you could probably get a used copy for a buck, or your local library may even have a copy. So, it's only maybe 125 pages, but it's very good little overview. I think he was the CEO of a sporting goods company, if I'm not mistaken. But I believe he's passed away now. So,
what do you think on to pay or not to pay? Is this debt, apart from how huge it is, do we have any moral or legal obligation to pay it?
Well,
of course, mathematically and astronomically, you can use that word astronomically in this case. I don't think it can be paid. I don't think it's physically or mathematically possible. But do you think we have any obligation?
I don't think we have a moral obligation to pay it, for sure. And I don't think it's payable. I've been telling everybody I know we're going down as a country. It's just it's analogous to a young couple that's cocky and they're in their 20s and they get married and they have their jobs. They make $35,000 a year and they run up, $150,000 in credit card debt, and they have a $450,000 mortgage. They're going down. The numbers don't pencil out. They're going bankrupt, and we're like that little couple, naive and gullible, and we spend our way to prosperity. you know, which really started in earnest under Ronald Reagan. But fiscal conservative Reagan, give me a break.
He never was a fiscal conservative in any concrete way. No way.
No. He spent money like a drunken sailor. No offense to sailors, but I think that's a good analogy. Is, you know, we're like that young couple, naive and gullible, and as long as, you know, as people say, we ain't out of money till we're out of credit. You know, so long as those credit card letters keep coming in, you pre-qualify for X dollars, and, you know, great, we can go have a meal and buy another car we can't afford and buy a flat screen TV. Eventually, you're going to have to that couple, and we as a country are going to have to reckon that, and our debt is so massive, and nobody wants to cut anything, and you can't blame them, really. How can you tell a senior your Social Security is going to get cut by 30%? You know, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want to do that. We shouldn't do that. They've paid into that their whole life. Not that I'm a fan of Social Security, but, you know, they have paid into it, so they're not going to take the cut. Medicare.
Yeah, I went to a program, and I think they made a pretty good case that Social Security and those things are deferred wages. They're money that would have been your wages, but were put into something else. So it's not exactly an entitlement.
No, it's not. You can look at it on any paycheck. It's right there. You know, so it's your money. But you know, so nobody's gonna wanna take the cuts, and you can't blame them in a lot of cases. I guess the first thing we could go after are the illegals. I used to be a member of the Minutemen organization, California chapter, and went down to the border, and I mean, these people are just bleeding us dry. They're just parasites.
The parasitism is bad. Well, I appreciate your views, Jim. Very interesting, and Figgy's book, we'll keep that in mind.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for calling in. And we have a couple minutes before the break. Maybe we'll hold you over. Dave from, looks like, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Mark.
Yes.
Mark? Yeah, hi. Mark, listen. I'm going to, you know, let's try to think outside of the box for a change. Listen, the word debt is hidden in the word debt. The word debt is hidden in the word debt. Think of the national debt, Mark. Don't think of it as a debt. Think of it as a bet. It's nothing but a big gamble, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's nothing but a big gamble by the father of gamblers. Remember now that luck runs with the devil. And when is going to take off? In this bet, it's not a bet. It's nothing but a huge bet, and the winner is going to take all, Mark. Okay, are you following me?
Yes, sir. And we have messages coming up, Dave. I want you to hold on because I'm very curious where you're going with this. So we'll hold you over. We'll be right back with more on the national debt here on the AFP Hour. Stay tuned.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
We're back. We're going into a shorter segment now before the bottom of the hour. We have a number of callers. I encourage everyone to hang on. I'll get to you as soon as I can. The great question, to pay or not to pay, to believe or not to believe, to repudiate or not to repudiate the national debt, the great myth, the great reality. What is it? Why do we have it? And we're talking to Dave from Massachusetts. He was just getting to his point before the messages hit. Go on, Dave.
Yeah, Mark, you know, I'm just trying to think outside the box here now. This debt,
yes,
it keeps rising. It's just like a poker game where this bet is keep being raised. They keep raising the bet. But I think this great global super Satan is just the father of gamblers, okay? And I think he's bluffing. I think he has nothing in his hand. And this is a bet, not a debt. And, you know, he's just betting that, you know, we'll fold before we call this big bluff. All this money is worthless, the so-called money. It's completely worthless. He's got nothing to say. It's a big bluff. But what it is, it's think of it in terms of gambling. Think of it instead of a debt. Think of it as a huge bet, a huge gamble where...
a wagering scheme, basically.
Yeah.
A big wager.
Mark? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Did you have any thoughts on what I've said thus far, Mark?
Well, you seem to be saying the American people are those standing at the table, and the guy working the table who works for this great gamble casino has nothing in his hand. but hopes we'll keep throwing money in the pot and our time and our labor and our blood and our sweat and our tears.
Yeah, and this great gambler, this great Satan, has his shills too. Has all his shills in Washington and everything. But it's a big bluff. This big gamble. It's a big bet. It's not even a debt. It's just a huge bet. And as I say, the winner of this bet is gonna take it all. So it's just like a high stakes poker game. If we're gonna call the bluff of this great global super Satan, or if we're just gonna fold and let them steal our country, let them just like I say, the winner's gonna take all, Mark.
Is folding the equivalent of repudiating the debt?
No. I think folding would just be not calling the bluff, Mark. Just not calling the bluff. Basically, Mark, I'm just trying to get at the nature of this. This debt isn't even real. But if you think of it in terms of a bet, it's a huge gamble. Okay, it's a huge gamble. And if we lose, we're going to lose all. The globalists are just the shills of this grid. You know, Satan showed Jesus in a moment all the kingdoms of the world. Well, how did he couldn't have shown them all the individual kingdoms of the world in one moment, the scripture says. What he showed Jesus was this end time antichrist beast system, this global kingdom. That's what he showed Jesus in a moment, in a moment of time. Where he rules and reigns the whole world in this globalist one world order, Mark. But this is a bet, Mark. This is a huge. In other words, this great global super state, Mark, is gambling with Americans' future, and we've got to call this great global super Satan's bluff. That's all I'm going to say now. And just ponder it and think about it, and forget about the debt and think about this big bet, where the winner's going to take all. And if we lose, we're just going to be flat busted. Okay.
Well, let me ask you one quick question. When you say call his bluff, what would that mean in real life? When you say call the bluff, what would that actually amount to? What would you do that would be the equivalent of calling his bluff?
I'll tell you what, Mark. I don't have access to my WordPress web blog, so I haven't been able to post the comments for a long time. But if people want to go to davefrommassachusetts.wordpress.com and just read the editorial, Two Can Play Trash.
davefrommassachusetts.wordpress.com.
Yeah, and read the editorial, Two Can Play Trash. And that'll give you a little bit of an idea. But thanks
Dave
for taking my call,
Massachusetts.
Mark.
Okay, you're welcome, Dave. Dave from Massachusetts.wordpress.com. Thanks for calling, Dave. We have just a minute or two before the bottom of the hour, but we'll carry the next caller over. We got to go in order and move them along. Russ in Minnesota.
Yeah, people that say that debt isn't real and it's just a game, it's definitely real. And I mean, what it basically amounts to is that a greater and greater percentage of the income taxes we pay each year are going just to pay the interest on that debt rather than the principal.
Hold that thought. We'll get a little more from you, Russ, after these messages. We'll be right back with more here on the AFP Hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, we're back out here on the AFP Hour on May 18, 2011. Don't forget about the great deal available only here on RBN. 18 weeks for $17.76 of American Free Press, the leading national news weekly. That's 18 weeks. Used to be 16. Used to be 17. Now it's 18. Call 888-699-NEWS. And you can also go to AmericanFreePress.net where there's a very viral article that I posted about a Swiss legislator, I've talked about it on this show before, who's protesting to the Swiss Federal Council about Bilderberg meeting there in Switzerland in June. He doesn't want it to happen at all because he feels that Switzerland should not be tarnished in its neutrality and its traditions by this globalist cabal. So, moving along, Russ, do you have any final comments? We have a whole line of callers.
I'll let you get your other callers.
Well, I appreciate what you said, though. It's something to ponder. It is a major budget item, along with defense, which is never-ending, and our global war on terror. But moving on, Willis in Idaho.
Hi, Mark. You got me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was just going to basically echo Lark in Texas and also applaud Massachusetts. I don't remember his name. My president, not my war, not my debt forevermore. It is a global game of poker, and by how we call them or how we make them show their hand is we resist. We say no, it's not ours. You can say whatever you want to say. The law is already in their their mouth, and that's all. We have 1,000 different examples of that every day, of they don't follow their own law. Why are we? And why do we feel like we need to? We don't. And by the way, the guy that was just on before me is the same Carlisle who got you before. He who wants to pay the debt, I invite him to do so. But his agenda is to get on this radio station and crack on you guys and send out disinformation. So that's what I've got, Mark. This is absolute bunk. We don't have to pay it. We call the bluff because it is a bluff, and we refuse to do business with the banks. We go back to gold and silver. That's just two ways, but strict noncompliance is how we call their bluff.
Okay, well, let's thank you. I've heard other views like Russ's before. Some truly believe that there is some reality to it. I lean away from this being real. I think it is a wager. And yes, I think there has to be a point where there is some very stern noncompliance. Of course, the government, I think in so doing, would have to divorce itself from borrowing money from private banks just to have money. The government would, and the people, there would have to be a reinstitution or reorientation of the system. If we keep going to the banks for money and forking out bonds and getting money in return from banks and investors, it'll never end, because that's a debt creation system that's just inundated with interest. So some things would have to go along with that repudiation. And money has to be sovereign. Some people say gold standard, others don't. But one thing we know is it can't be the banker's interest-bearing notes. It cannot be that. We know what it isn't. Anyway, moving on to John in Virginia. Is John there?
How are you doing this? Yes, he's here. How are you doing this evening? My understanding is simply this. That may or may not be the right question. Should we pay the debt off? Actually, we can't pay the debt off. Every dollar that's brought into circulation is borrowed into circulation from the international bankers at interest.
Right.
So there is no way to pay the debt off. That would be like taking money pulled from your MasterCard to pay off your Visa. Well, you still owe your MasterCard. So this was the virus that was infected or injected into our system in 1913. The system was basically set up to fail. At some point in time, every fractional reserve banking system comes to an end, because it just gets to where the Ponzi scheme starts to collapse in on itself. The debt can't be paid. It's mathematically not possible. Not because the number is so big, but because every dollar that comes into circulation is borrowed. You can't pay off a debt with more borrowed money. You just owe that much more money.
You made my point for me, John. To repudiate the debt, that is to wipe it clean or declare it illegitimate, you'd have to stop using a system where money is created as debt. And otherwise,
And we had that system at one time, and we could have it again. It would just take some honesty. It would take some integrity. I think Ron Paul is the man on this, and I think he's been sounding the alarm. This system is going to come to an end, whether we want it to or not. It's just going to happen. Now, what comes out of the collapse is going to be the million-dollar question. Do we go toward a more global world government, which we certainly know our leaders would love to push us in that direction, or do we fall back on our constitutional Republican form of government? And it's going to be a very painful process, because everything that the American people have worked for is going to come crashing down around them if all of a sudden all the money they've got in their 401ks is in dollars and those dollars become worthless. It's going to be a real, real tough call. But it's coming.
Okay, John.
I appreciate
very interesting
it.
Point.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Yes, if you get money as debt, how can you pay debts? Anyway, moving on, we have several more callers. I want to get all the ones I can in. I need to make some parting comments. John from Canada, looks like.
Mark.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, it's easy, man. How do we pay back the debt with debt? It's actually not complicated at all. But I got to get, there's two structures here. One is the $27+ trillion that we've paid in bailouts. That's an estimate from Rattigan. But also a government auditor has estimated it to be about just about that amount. We have $7.5 trillion directly related to bailing out fraudulent subprime securities. So it isn't, we got to get the top secret info. We have the info now. It's just having the skills to be able to put the facts together here to defend ourselves. For example, you had Deutsche Bank and the Bank of Scotland sue Goldman Sachs. They said, you sold us subprime mortgage securities that were fraudulent, and we know you knew they were fraudulent because we got your emails. Making fun of ourselves being suckered so badly. If you don't give back our cash immediately, we're going to file criminal complaints through the SEC, of which they had begun. Goldman Sachs paid back their cash immediately. They don't want to go to prison. That's exactly what the bailout is, at least $7.5 trillion. But in total, it's roughly $27 trillion. That's $100,000 from every man, woman, and child at a football stadium, all being told you have to give money to a bank on hopes and prayers that they might lend it back to you, of which we've learned they haven't done anything of the sort. They're committing criminal fraud, so we haven't had an ability to express this. Because the TV will say, well, that's John's opinion. He's been trying to get on George Norrie and CNN for almost a decade, and we won't allow him because Obama said on Jay Leno all the bailouts were, quote, perfectly legal, unquote. And so the TV producers say, Obama says it's perfectly legal. You have a different opinion. We're going to stay neutral. We're unopinionated. We don't want to get to the facts of this matter because to express it costs too many seconds. We're not going to allow you to have like 5 minutes on CNN or George Norrie to demand open debate on these facts with even anonymous callers to learn. We're being snookered here by crooks because the creation of money is through the Treasury Department, which is a branch of the federal government. This is the beginning of the con, where they get you to think, well, no, it comes from the Federal Reserve. We're borrowing it from the Federal Reserve. No, the creation of the currency comes from the Treasury Department, and they sell Treasury bonds to so-called legitimize the debt. Now, that's the beginning of the con. It's in our authority that the credit was initially instituted. Now, it's in ignorance, and people don't understand. But essentially, we've borrowed the money to the banks. The banks haven't borrowed the money to us. But even so, all we need to do is ask people who have treasury bonds, we'll check to make sure they have legitimate claim to it, because investment bankers don't have to have real capital anymore. They can just make up fictitious numbers and say, well, we paid you a whole bunch of derivatives for these bonds or whatever the scam might be, because we have no laws anymore, as was with the repeal of Glass-Steagall. But like I say, it can't get complicated, but it doesn't matter. We can still defeat them with the reasons for why the Treasury is in place. When we get control of the Treasury, we say, look, everybody who holds bonds gets their money back. You made a sound investment, and America's going to pay our way. We're not a bunch of cheaters here and thieves. We're going to pay back what we owe you, which is perfectly fine because you don't have to sell bonds. It doesn't have to be bound to any commodity or anything else. It's our currency. It has to be managed for our interests, like it was in Iraq, like it is in Libya and Iran, where when you go to the bank, guess who the shareholder is? The depositor. That's not what we have in the Western world. I get 0.02 or did on my savings account for decades. Why would you do that? Why would we set ourselves up to die as suckers, as we learned so brightly in Canada just prior to the start of the kickoff of World War II across Canada and national newspapers? We realized these private bankers don't cover our credit. We're covering our credit for ourselves, and they're pocketing our loot for nothing. Arrest them all. Seize their assets because it's Canadians' money, and we're going to open the Bank of Canada. Now, we failed. We had that dream, and then the war kicked off, and it all fell to pieces. Now we have what's called chartered banks who still play the same con, but it's just understanding whose credit it is, and we have all the facts available. Like, a bank will lend a guy who has no identification, no job, $20 million to buy a mansion. Now, why would that private business do that? They're going to lose $20 million? No, they don't cover the loan. We cover the loan as suckers because we don't have the intellectual strength yet to understand how we've been undone on this. And I'm not, you know, for solutions, we need open debates because people have a lot of differing angles on how they think this should be run. And I'm open for that, but we have to seize back the stolen assets of which they've walked away from ourselves on. And when we do that, we don't have to tax anybody in America for decades, because that's almost $30 trillion. And we'll put it in an effective trust fund.
John, I'm going to have 2%. To slow you down a little. I do have another caller. There's a lot there you just laid out on the table. The essence of it, though, is those that commit crimes, not just the corrupt banking system itself, the ongoing system, but those that commit specific crimes need to pay, they need to serve time, money needs to be recovered, We have General Electric and other huge corporations paying almost no U.S. taxes anymore, while the poor are pressed down, oppressed even more. There's so much that could be said in response to what you said, but the Treasury prints the money for the Federal Reserve. The Fed subcontracts to the Treasury to produce the currency. But we'll leave that for another time. But thanks for all that. There's a lot to ponder there. I want to get the other caller before the next break. So thanks for calling. Debbie from Oklahoma. Oh, okay. Okay. Ted from Georgia.
Ted? That most people don't understand. I don't think we owe a penny on that national debt. I think the madman who expects it, no, we'll never pay that debt. But the kicker is we pay, as I understand, about $500 billion a year income taxes, which go to the pockets of the owners of the Fed. And I understand there are 8 families who own all of the stock in the Fed, and that's where our income taxes go. And we don't owe a penny of that either, but we are stuck with it until something can turn it around. But I don't think we owe a penny on that national debt. I think these madmen know that, but they're living high on the interest we pay on it.
Well put. You know, I think they instituted the federal income tax in 1913, the same year they created the Fed, for a good reason. They'd have to have some sort of money recovery scheme.
Right.
That's the collection agency. Right, to hook the fish line into the dollars that they cast out in society and reel them back in. You know, as money is created and brought into society, it's also destroyed or eaten back up into the system. Money out, money in. And so, yeah, there was no mistake there, no accident whatsoever.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I think it's a fictitious debt. And even if it weren't fictitious, it's mathematically unpayable anyway. So it might as well be fictitious even if it isn't.
Right.
And so, you know, we need to divorce ourselves from borrowing money into existence. Governments and society has to create money free of interest to bring money into existence. Then it's just a matter of keeping the predators and the sharks out of the waters. We need some antitrust laws, I believe. Glass-Steagall should not have been shattered. Many things.
I think they gained control of this country in 1913.
Yeah, I've even called it a conquest. I believe it was a conquest.
I do too.
Not a total annihilation. That's different.
Right.
But a conquest, a placing of one authority over another, and making us beholden to that new authority. That is a conquest.
I think it was a financial coup d'etat.
Right. Well, another way of saying it. Exactly. Well, thanks, Ted.
Right.
I appreciate it. We seem to be having a consensus that this debt is mathematically unpayable, and really we have no obligation here morally or in any other respect. And we've heard a little bit of variation in some of the views. And we have Gloria in New York.
Good evening, Mark. I'm reading something on the net which is called Spiritual Economic Now. .net. It's a blog of Mary. I can't remember all of the name, but she has from September 2009 some thing that she wrote, and it's very interesting, and so much so about all the money system that it's like a double bookkeeping that they are running. And I can't put it in the right word, but to read it, it makes a lot of sense. And she's a very smart woman, and she wrote a lot about the correction in the court, and there is a lot of things over economics. So I just want to point out, maybe people would like to read this.
Okay, I appreciate that. Name the source one more time, and then we have messages coming up. What's that source of information?
It's spiritualeconomicsnow.net.
Spiritualeconomicsnow.net.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gloria. We appreciate your call. We have messages coming up. One more caller and then some final comments. Stay tuned.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Your host, Mark Anderson, AFP editor. Look for our next edition, number 22, coming out soon, where we have the front page countdown to Bilderberg story, following up on last week's Bilderberg story, and that great deal available only here, 18 weeks for $17.76. Call 888-699-NEWS. That's for new or renewed subscriptions. And you can always call RBN, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. To buy packs of RBN promotion cards. Promote this fine network. Okay, we're getting to one more caller, someone from Washington named Tom. I got to make it fast, Tom.
Okay, hey, Mark, how you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Hey, yeah, so interesting. interesting conversation. In fact, I was talking about this with my father probably, I don't know, 6 months ago, and he made some comment about the debt, and I responded, well, you know, is it ours to pay? Did we ask for all these wars? Did we ask for the printing presses to run unregulated? You know, we didn't ask to be enslaved with all this debt. And he says, well, somebody owes those countries, you know, and I guess there's a point there. You know, all these countries busting their butts for us to enjoy the easy ride, if it's China or others that we owe money to because of cheap labor and things like that. So my solution is, how about the people responsible for perpetrating this crime actually pay for it? How about those private families that own the international banking cartels? How about they pay for it? And if they run out of money, which they have plenty of, we'll start going after their assets.
Yeah, have the Rothschild clan pay the vast majority of it. Why not? They probably own half the wealth of the world by some estimates. You know, Tom, exactly. That's an interesting point. I've kind of pondered that same general point myself. And I have to cut you loose here, Tom, because we're running out of time. But we'll leave the listeners with that comment from our last caller. Make the high and mighty pay the debt that they largely are responsible for creating in the first place. We have no say, no vote, no consent, at least no conscious consent. Thanks a lot, Tom.
You bet. Have a good night.
Yeah, I appreciate that. On that note, check out the Next American Free Press, as noted, number 22, not only for our countdown to Bilderberg piece before we go to cover that shady character of shady group of brigands, in St. Moritz, Switzerland, but also I want you to read my personal column in the Next American Free Press along the left-hand column of page 2, where I ask readers of AFP to write into us, repudiate the debt. What if the U.S. were to default on this debt? The ceiling was reached, as we know, $14.3 trillion May 16th. Should we repudiate this debt? Is it even payable? We've begun to answer that question tonight. It seems to be a largely or completely illegitimate mythological construct that is the responsibility of high finance, not the average working person, certainly. And the main thing to keep in mind is, as you read the financial press, the New York Times business pages, the Wall Street Journal, and others, you'll see that governments are portrayed as something that can be wagered on. In other words, national sovereignty is seen as a wager, something that investors and banks will monkey around with and toy with as an object of wagering, as something for sale. Nations have to stop borrowing money into existence. That's the bottom line. Money must be created for society, interest-free, without borrowing it from private bankers in terms of governments. That's the way it has to be. Governments cannot be beholden to this system any more than we should be. Anyway, at any rate, thanks for your comments on this, and we'll see you next time on the American Free Press Hour. The next